This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, August 21. Well, cattle markets continue to drift lower, as we've done for quite a while here, going on a couple weeks in both the lives and the feeders, getting pretty close to those trading range lows. And then Friday, the market had a nice little snapback. Feeders put in a new low for the move and pretty close to those trading range lows, gave us a reversal up. And live cattle, it was a similar story, just not quite as much energy to the downside. But we did put in new lows for the move pretty much at those trading range lows. We got down right to them and tested them, and then we snapped back out of them. So it sure looks like the market is respecting yet again that price level and finding quite a few buyers to step up. And that's impressive coming into a weekend and before a cattle on feed report. So let's take a look at that report. For total on-feed numbers as of August 1, USDA has total cattle on-feed at 98% of a year ago. That was right in line with trade estimates. July placements at 92% were 3 points below the average trade estimate. So that's a bit of a bullish slant to feeders in particular. And marketings at 95% were right in line with trade estimates. So, you know, feeders, once again, kind of taking center stage here, and we're just seeing tighter numbers, and I think that we're going to continue to see that. That just stands to reason. Your calf crops have been smaller, you're starting to retain heifers, and you know, availability to feedlots is tight. We're still in summer. We're still in a lot of summer grazing, so it's going to be tighter numbers anyway. But this was 3 points below what the trade estimate was. So I think we're headed into that window of, you know, scrambling to find calves, and it's going to be tough to do. I think that you've got a big hay crop in the Central Plains and the Northern Plains. There's going to be a lot of incentive to hang on to these calves, especially the heifers, and that's just going to make things even tighter down the road. As far as the cash trade goes, we were pretty active throughout the week, actually, but it was mostly lower money. For the week, Fed trade around 185, down 3 on the week. Dressed at 294 was down 2. Box beef values, however, have been just impressively strong. Up another $1.97 on the choice. We're sitting at 316. Select was up 210 at 288. The spread lost 13 cents. We're sitting at 27.75. Movement was 92 loads. So for the week, we moved 553 loads, which is the highest in about 3 weeks. The slaughter rate on Friday, 118,000 head. So for the week, we're sitting at 607,000 head. That was 7,000 more than a week ago and about 18,000 less than a year ago. The dressed weights averaged for the week at 815 pounds. That was one more than the previous week, but still down 6 from a year ago. Total beef production for the week at 501 million pounds. That's up 11 million over where we were a week ago. The feeder cattle index was down 22 cents. We're sitting at 2404. So pretty quiet. Feeder cattle index really has not moved much at all week. So it's been pretty comfortable in its little range. But I would imagine if the futures are going to find support here and, you know, take a run to test the top side of the range, that that will add some strength to the feeder cattle market. And I think, you know, the buyers are going to be looking at this cattle on feed report, looking at the low placements, knowing they've got some work to do to fill these pens, and knowing that the supplies are just getting tighter. So I think that's going to be supportive to your feeder cattle index. Seasonally, we should be working our way out of a normal negative seasonal pattern by the end of August. And then as you get into the fall, you tend to see demand for calves really pick up, especially if you have a big corn crop, which we're going to. Can have a decent hay crop, can have a lot of milo around in the Central Plains because of a failed winter wheat crop. So there's going to be plenty of feed around, and these guys are going to be looking for calves to feed. And I think that's just going to be supportive into the fall. Live cattle, domestic demand has been stellar, even at record high prices. You know, it's what can you say? As long as the economy keeps chugging along, we keep adding jobs, you know, you're going to see beef demand hold steady. And exports have done pretty well. They've been solid, even with a strong dollar and record high prices. So, you know, what can you say? You look at the data and you look at the demand, it's all supportive to the feeder cattle and the live cattle market. And especially as we work our way through a normal, strong seasonal pattern, I would expect that you're going to see another leg up, which would take us into new all-time highs. You know, we probably struggle a little bit at the top end of the training range, which is the all-time high. But my guess is there's going to be enough momentum to carry us into a new high. And as long as the economy holds together, you know, there's a lot of risk factors out there. But, you know, knowing what we know today, it just looks like the market's just basing and building a platform for the next leg up. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This is Ben Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.